This is the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast from Speakeasy Marketing. Discover how to enhance your reputation as an attorney and outmarket your competitors. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and post a review.
Hello, this is Richard Jacobs with the Secrets of Attorney Marketing. I want to talk to you about what's going on in the time of COVID and interacting with clients. You know, it's no surprise that seeing them in person, in some cases or sometimes in all cases, is just not happening right now. Depositions are occurring over Zoom. Trials, bench trials at least, are occurring over Zoom. Court appearances, etc. This is great for a lot of aspects, you know, travel time, etc. But it's not so great in reading people's body language, in feeling their presence in the room and them feeling yours. So it makes the practice of representation, defense, litigation, etc. difficult and different and somewhat alienating because it's not in person. So it's at times like these that you really need to communicate with people in as visceral a way as possible. So email is not enough. That's not really a great relationship. You know, if you imagine people in your life that you have a close relationship with, if you want to see them in person, obviously that's number one. But if you can't do that, you may do video calls with them, you know, for Skype or Zoom. You send text messages. You may send emails. You may send them flowers or direct mail, whatever it is. But all these different modes of interaction, you know, voicemails too, etc. These help bind you to someone. If you notice how I market and how we market here at Speakeasy Marketing, we send out mail, we do emails, we do podcasts, audio, we do videos occasionally, etc. We make different offers. We try to interact with you, the listener, the attorney, in many different ways so that we can bond and have a relationship. It's not enough to just do one thing or post stuff on social media. So I encourage you to do the same with your clients. So what should you do? Well, we've talked about the video closing system several times. I want to talk about text just a little bit. Now, I'm in my mid-40s, and for the longest time, I resisted texting. I didn't like doing it. My wife seems to be, you know, much more into texting and all that, and that's fine. And she's eventually gotten me to do it. She does it a lot more than I do, and my kids, ugh, they text all the time. I'd rather call the person. That's just me. So text, though, you can do quite a bit with it. You can get someone's attention because a text message really stands out, and it's a way of really grabbing someone's attention. And I've been texted by attorneys. I've texted with attorneys. It's a way to communicate, and it's a different way than just email or letters or formal documentation, formal methods. And texting can definitely work for your clients. You can get a separate dedicated number that they can text into. And you can have a dedicated person text them back. If you have an answering service, the answering service certainly can incorporate text. They're doing that nowadays. And some people prefer it. If you notice, and the people you interact with, some never answer the phone. Some only text. Some don't like to text. They'd rather talk to you on the phone. Some like video. Some want to see you in person. Some like email. Everyone's different. Everyone has preferred methods of communication and nuances and ways that they do it. So not to include text is foolish. It's cutting you off from your clients, and it's not communicating with them in the way that they may feel most comfortable doing at that point. A client may not be ready to hire you or engage right away. They may want to text a little bit, ask some questions, and then they may retreat at that point. They may not. Text can be used to make appointments. There's nothing wrong with it. If a client has texted and asked some questions, they haven't heard from them in a day or so, you could always have staff text them. Hey, Bob, we talked to you about your divorce case. Any updates? You have any questions we haven't answered? You know, attorney so-and-so is going to be available this afternoon and tomorrow in the morning. You want to schedule a quick 15-minute Zoom session to go over the facts of your case? Nothing wrong with doing that. You could have copy-paste messages. You can use a laptop or a desktop to send out text messages. There's ways to integrate that. But it's a really great informal way of doing things. Text can now accommodate little videos and GIFs. You know, I do that as a funny thing, but GIFs sometimes communicate information, or you can use memes or funny things to communicate. If you don't think that's appropriate, that's okay, but videos are really great. You can do a quick video. Let's say you're the attorney and you want to say, hey, thanks for having a great Zoom session with me today. I look forward to working with you. That can be a short 6-second video that you can send through text message. You can send a link to the video. You can send the actual video in the text message. And that is super cool. You can send little audio messages. Hi, so-and-so. Just to remind you, tomorrow at 3 o'clock, you're going to talk to attorney Ann Simpson, and she's ready to talk to you about your case. Don't forget to call us at, 555-444-8888. You can send that audio message. You can send a text. You can do a video. All these things really speak to people. They're very personalized. They're easy to do, easy to automate, and they'll definitely help you get clients when you otherwise wouldn't. Sometimes that 5-second video or that little voice message or that little thoughtful touch of a text message can make a big difference and win you a client when you otherwise wouldn't, when other firms are just relying on email only or very stiff formal communications. There's nothing wrong if you authorize your admin or whoever to reach out for you and you make these little videos that are available at different points in a person's case or at different points in a person's intake. Nothing wrong with it, and it'll help you get more clients. And I encourage you to look at it, especially now in the time of the virus, because again, physical interaction is limited, and in some places it's completely stopped. So you got to do something to grab these people and pull them in. And I hope you incorporate this. If you need help doing it, we can help you. Go to www.speakeasymarketinginc.com. Inc is INC. You can call 888-225-8594. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast from Speakeasy Marketing. Call 888-225-8594 or email rj@speakeasymarketinginc.com to enhance your reputation and outmarket your competitors. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and post a review.